The sounds of going back to school today, sharpening a pencil, the ruffle of paper, zipping up the backpack, heading out the door. Back to school today for hundreds of thousands of public school students across South Florida, their parents, guardians, bus drivers, aides, lunch servers, SAMI principals, and of course, the teachers.
Two of the largest public school districts in the United States are here in South Florida. There are more than 600,000 students between Miami-Dade and Broward County Public Schools, with more than 40,000 teachers.
Yeah, education, Sammy, is vital to our economy, not only for those thousands of jobs it helps support, but for educating the students to fulfill the jobs of the future. You know, there's skepticism, though, among business leaders here in South Florida about our education system preparing students for the workforce of tomorrow.
What we could use is more training here.
They don't have any training.
We still find ourselves having to recruit nationally.
A lot of the talent that we have in Miami are imports.
The skill set is something that we're still teaching.
South Florida executives there, ranging in industries from manufacturing, fashion, hotels, hospitality, all Sammy heard right here on previous Sunshine Economy programs.
And that's where we begin our conversation with the leaders of Miami-Dade and Broward County Public School Districts, Superintendents Alberto Carvalho from Miami and Robert Runcie of Broward.
Superintendent Carvalho, how confident are you that today's students, as they go back to school today, will be prepared for tomorrow's economy?
I'm fairly confident if we do everything we should do to empower them to get to a point where they will be not only competitive, not only nationally competitive, but internationally competitive. It's all about college and career readiness. And I think the comments that we just heard, actually some of them are interesting. Just listening to the accents, it seems that that talent itself is imported. My talent is imported. And I think we have an interesting way of looking at the generation today and somehow assume, sometimes erroneously, that it is a lesser generation, that the generation that was prepared for yesterday's economy. What's happening is that the pace of and the evolution of the talent required has dramatically increased. And this is about training for a new economy. And through in Miami-Dade, and I know there are like efforts in Broward County, we are looking specifically at what the private sector is requiring in partnering with Chambers of Commerce and particularly with the Beacon Council, the economic arm of our county. We've identified and understand what the seven key industries that are going to be requiring a highly skilled workforce in Miami-Dade will be. And through the partnership, I've been at the table with the Beacon Council. I'm part of that committee. We have lined up preparatory programs beginning in middle school, continuing through high school seamlessly with a gateway to post-secondary training, both career technical as well as college and university, to ensure that the pathway leading to college and career readiness in those seven key industries is there for the benefit of our young men and women.
Superintendent Runcie, from the Broward County perspective, do you feel you have a seat at the table when it comes to private industry and the conversations that are being had about the workforce of the future?
Absolutely. I am a member of the Greater Fort Lauderdale Alliance, a number of other associations that represent the business community, and we've been working very closely to ensure that we're preparing our students as closely as possible for the requirements of work in a 21st century hyper-connected global economy. I think one of the models that we've continued to migrate towards is partnering with various businesses, bringing them into our schools, working with our educators and post-secondary institutions to create project-based learning opportunities and begin to move our students into an era where they not only develop basic skills and comprehension, but they're also able to apply what they know to solve real-world problems.
Yeah, and that application really goes to the heart of this new curriculum strategy, the Common Core curriculum strategy, Sammy, that we're beginning to see continue to expand and implement this year.
Right, that's right. So we're going to be seeing more Common Core in the classroom. What does that actually look like? What should parents expect their kids to see?
Let's understand that the Common Core is not a top-down, federally mandated curriculum. It is a naturally embraced, independently embraced set of standards by states, governors, and commissions of education on the basis of best practices and standards that will enable our students to be college and career readiness and enter the workforce well-prepared. Miami-Dade, Broward, and the entire state of Florida, for the past couple of years, in K through second grade, the standard in Florida is Common Core standard.
Right. That's what was used in those younger classrooms.
Correct. This coming year, there will be an offering of blended curriculum in grades K through 12, blending both the next generation Sunshine State standards, the state adopted standards, and Common Core state standards in English, language arts, and mathematics. Going on into years 14, 15, that's where the debate, I think, will actually start. And that debate has more to do not with the standards themselves, but actually the assessments.
Right. Superintendent Runcie, what is your best explanation for what Common Core is in the classroom for a parent sending their children off to school today?
Common Core gives us an opportunity to focus on the mastery of skill sets. What are those skill sets? The ability to analyze information, being able to think critically about it, and solve problems. And what it looks like in practice is parents and students can expect to see a lot more hands-on and what we would call project-based learning. So instead of continuing to do worksheets and just solving problems in a vacuum, we'll have real-world situations where you have to apply your knowledge to figure out how to solve a particular problem. And there's maybe multiple ways to do it. There's probably not a right or wrong way. Mm-hmm. We're going to certainly focus on a process. So it's an exciting time to get back to the basics of teaching and learning.
It's a real emphasis on application, on analysis, on explanation. And of course, it really changes also how teachers are doing their job. In fact, State Impact Florida's John O'Connor explains to us here on the Sunshine Economy how it changes how teachers teach.
Forget everything you know about school. That's how Cynthia Krim describes Common Core standards to teachers and parents. Krim is a teaching coach in Hillsborough County. She says the days of drilling math students on how to use a formula are over. Now, students have to show they understand the underlying concepts.
I try to tell them that anything you were comfortable doing as a kid and the procedures that you learned, it's the complete opposite of that. And it's a 180 from how we were taught it. And it's focused on just multiple ways to solve one problem.
Krim spent the summer training elementary math teachers about the new standards. At a recent session for about 300 teachers, Krim encourages them to be flexible about how a lesson unfolds. Don't simply tell students area is length times width and then have them do it 10 times. Ask them questions. Let them think. Make them figure it out.
As teachers, we're going to do these things. We're going to provide opportunities for investigations. We're going to have students explore different patterns. And we're going to be asking questions that really require students to think and discover patterns within numbers. You are going to have to be very strategic in what problems you're showing to your students for them to see patterns.
Krim says the most important question to ask students is why. It's a big change. Common Core has already come to kindergarten and first grade in Florida. Second graders make the transition this year, and starting next fall, every grade will use Common Core standards. There will be new standardized tests, too, with fewer multiple-choice questions and more critical thinking required. At a Sarasota County training, English teachers break into small groups. They're writing a mission statement for how to teach reading. Common Core emphasizes using precise language. At one table, Venice High teachers Kathleen Jones and Larry Burke seek the right words.
So maybe something, a writing goal that deals with more text-based, with a text-based focus, writing to the text, because that's a huge part of this.
The class regroups and chooses this example. Comprehend any text by inferring and making real-world connections. Then they start rewriting to make it clearer. A second group of teachers comes in to edit the goal. They focus on the word connections.
We're doing less of that. How do I feel about the text? What connection can I make it to my life?
And another?
Text. And that could just about anything. You know what I mean? Literary or informational. Yeah.
The exercise gets teachers thinking about Common Core priorities and instruction techniques. Hillsborough County 5th grade math teacher Teresa Stillman likes that the standards provide a scaffold, which allows teachers to turn the lessons over to students.
I like to talk. I used to get in trouble in math for asking why and wanting to talk to people. And so I really understand kids wanting to do that too.
Students working in groups will teach each other how to solve a problem, compare notes, figure out more efficient solutions. Teachers say they'll have to think on their feet more during lessons, but many teachers at the session say they're looking forward to the challenge. In Tampa, I'm John O'Connor.
Superintendent Runcie, I'm wondering, you know, you're listening to this piece, you hear how one group of teachers are learning to teach the Common Core. How is your district preparing for teaching Common Core standards?
We've started the work towards Common Core maybe about 3 years ago, and we continue to move that through the entire district. Common Core is a journey. It's not necessarily a destination. It's going to take many years to get there, and we'll continue to refine where we are. It really is about a couple things. One, giving students an opportunity to take greater control of their own learning. And once students can, you know, figure out how they can manage their own learning, they're going to get to a whole different level of empowerment and confidence about their ability to transform their own lives. Number two, it's about relevance, right? So what we're learning, why am I actually doing this, right? How does this actually play out in a real world? Those connections have been absent from education for quite some time, and Common Core puts our schools, our classrooms in a better position to make sure the learning is relevant to real world experiences that our students are having.
There is a lot of enthusiasm that I've been hearing around Common Core from administrators and teachers and even from families. But I've heard from teachers every few years there is this new policy or this new curriculum that is going to save the future of education, that is going to give our kids what they deserve. How is this different?
It's really about a fundamental culture shift in how we conduct teaching and learning processes in our schools and classrooms.
Superintendent Robert Runcie of Broward County Public Schools, Superintendent Alberto Carvalho from Miami-Dade. You see it the same way, sir?
I do. What one should be asking should be, a number of decades ago, a high school diploma was a ticket to prosperity. Today, a high school diploma, unfortunately, it does not necessarily guarantee. And this is a child who may have fulfilled every one of the state's requirements for graduation, but that high school diploma may no longer guarantee college or career readiness. And I believe the Common Core does represent a set of standards, not a curriculum, a set of standards that mimic and replicate a real-world demand from a collegiate perspective, higher ed perspective, as well as a workforce perspective.
The odds of someone with solely a high school diploma being unemployed are twice that of the odds of somebody with an undergraduate degree from a college or university. We spoke with our Public Insight Network folks throughout the state of throughout the region of South Florida about the questions that they had about the Common Core standards and curriculum, and we did hear back from a parent.
My name is Galen Griegas. I have a bachelor's degree in education, a master's degree in psychology. I have 5 children, which I consider my PhD. And my oldest son is a professor at NYU. And my youngest son is 6 years old and just got out of kindergarten. My questions about Common Core really are about our corporations participating in this at a high level, not just like superficially understanding what are the corporations' needs, but are the corporations also willing to help and assist and support the educational process?
Superintendent Runcie in Fort Lauderdale with Broward County, you talked about the relevancy of Common Core to the real world. Are you seeing an embracement of these principles, of these standards, and the part of the ultimate consumer of the product of public schools being the students?
Absolutely. And I'll just give you an example of a program in Broward, which we call LEO, Linking Education and Employment Opportunities. We've partnered with Citrix, and we also have another technology partner that has come on, Motorola. They're working in a couple of our high schools, as well as a middle school, developing a technology-based curriculum where students will get certifications. They'll go through, they'll get their high school diploma. We've also brought in Broward College to provide some post-secondary opportunities, as well as help in developing the curriculum. The students will get internship, job exposure opportunities at Citrix and Motorola so they can begin to develop those soft skills that they need. And finally, the employees of those companies actually come into the schools and do some of the classes and lectures with the students and work with them. So when those students graduate, they not only have their high school diploma, they have industry certifications, they have some post-secondary courses under their belt, and they have real work experience.